informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Music producer David Foster is considered one of the best in the business. So how does he keep creating those hits?
I'm going to get a better vocal out of this person than anybody's ever gotten before or anybody ever will get. And of course, it's not true, but that's my mantra going in.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Air raid sirens sounding across Israel. An IDF official tells ABC News dozens of ballistic missiles fired from Iran are incoming towards central Israel this hour. Israel's Iron Dome air defense systems intercepting many of those missiles, but some could get through. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv reporting from a shelter.
We can hear some of those explosions. There was one that was strong enough to rattle the wall a little bit here. And certainly it's very active out there. And generally, the thinking is that once those air raid sirens have sounded, that you have about 10 minutes or so to get to a safe place before one of those missiles or projectiles is believed to be a threat.
Iran's response due to Israel's strikes on Iranian nuclear sites and killing Iran's top military leaders and scientists. This is ABC News. A young girl is scheduled for more surgery today after a shark attack in Florida in shallow waters while she was snorkeling in Boca Grande. ABC's Morgan Norwood has more on the anxious mother talking to responding officers after the attack.
Leah's mother thankful her daughter survived.
To go.
I'm just happy she's alive.
Oh, yeah, yeah, me too. And she seems very strong, she's holding herself together very well.
Her mom sharing this update on Instagram, showing Leah in her hospital bed, praising God and the doctors, writing, Leah had a very long surgery to save her hand, and doctors were able to get blood flow to her entire hand and all of her fingers.
Measles cases in the U.S. nearing 1,200 confirmed cases across 34 states. The CDC says there were 29 cases from last week's update. This year's numbers are nearing a 30-year record level. 95% of the cases, health officials say, this year nationally have been unvaccinated or vaccination status unknown. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Progressive knows when you're on your boat, you're already on vacation. And Vacation You forgets all your worries. Vacation You doesn't even keep track of time and knows that time is a meaningless construct designed to control us, man. But Regular You knows you don't want to be too far out in the water after the sun goes down because Vacation You doesn't know how to navigate in the dark yet. Vacation You and Regular You really need to get on the same page. So bundle your boat with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
This Father's Day, help Dad be all he can be with a gift from the Home Depot. Because he's not just Dad, he's the handyman of the house. The plumber in a pinch. And the emergency mechanic. Upgrade his gear this Father's Day with the Husky Mechanics 270-piece tool set from the Home Depot. Now on special buy for $119, a $695 value. For every kind of dad, find the perfect gift this Father's Day at the Home Depot.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol Thursday, a bill that would restrict school districts from passing continuing referendums to increase taxes had a public hearing in the Assembly Education Committee. Delafield Republican Representative Cindy Duco said higher taxes are pushing people out of communities.
Additionally, those who move into the school district will pay for a referendum that they did not approve.
Eau Claire Democrat Christian Phelps says Republicans want to stop school districts from getting funding in emergencies.
What should a new school board member do if they get onto a school board and they're looking at a fiscal cliff if this bill is law?
Wisconsin school districts have been unable to raise their own taxes without going to referendum for decades. The bill is unlikely to be signed by Governor Evers if it does pass the legislature. A Wisconsin congressman wants to restrict federal funding from communities the U.S. Department of Justice deems anarchist jurisdictions.
8th District Republican Tony Weeds proposed Stop Anarchists from Endangering Cities, or SAFE Act, would codify a 2020 memorandum issued by President Donald Trump following riots in response to the death of George Floyd. The memorandum restricts federal funding for any state or local jurisdiction the Department of Justice identifies to be permitting anarchy, violence, or destruction. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Saturday, we'll see a wave of anti-Trump rallies across Wisconsin and the nation. No Kings events opposing the Trump administration's agenda are scheduled for communities from Milwaukee, Madison, Sheboygan, and La Crosse to Eagle River, Ripon, and Hayward. Nearly 2,000 nationwide protests will coincide with Flag Day and Trump's Army 250th anniversary parade in Washington, D.C., although a No Kings event is not scheduled there. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Damp and dreary today, with overcast skies, cooler highs only reaching the mid-60s, showers and thunderstorms continuing through tonight and even into tomorrow, too. With a few more breaks in the rain tomorrow, highs will get warmer to the mid-70s, and on Sunday, tap 80. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 54.
Wow, what a crazy day. The energy markets rallied sharply following Israeli strikes on Iran. The bean oil rallied sharply on the RFS news, and the cattle complex got hammered by profit-taking and labor uncertainty. In the background, the Dow dropped on the increase in geopolitical anxiety. We've got a lot to sort out.
From Upside Down Friday via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll chat with Kurt Kimmel from AgMarket.net. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lowry.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Welcome to AgriTalk. Here we are, buddy. It's Friday afternoon. We made it.
We did. Is this the bizarro world? Because it's, you know, what I'm used to is grains going down all the time. And cattle going up all the time.
All the time.
It's an upside-down day. It must be the Friday the 13th effect here going on today.
It could be. It could absolutely be. No doubt about it. Here's another one for you.
All right.
Biofuels lobbyists got a win.
Exceeded expectations, in fact.
Yes. There's another bizarro world thing for you.
Wow.
This is not bizarro world. This is kind of standard operating procedure. There is conflict in the Middle East.
Okay.
And as we speak, Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are under attack. Iran has launched hundreds of missiles. They are coming in waves of about 100 missiles at a time. Now, so far, the Israeli defense system is doing a nice job, but some have gotten through. So it is high anxiety time. Whew. If I'm going to say there's quote unquote good news in this, the Iranians have not pointed any missiles as of yet at U.S. military establishments.
Okay.
Because if they do that, the lion is going to roar then. Yeah. So
yikes. We got Kirk Kimmel today.
Yes, there's some good news. Yeah, we've got Kirk Kimmel today. I'm looking forward to the conversation with Kirk. We'll find out what he thinks about today's biofuel news, what he's hearing from guys over there in Illinois, and what the crops look like. So,
awesome.
Yeah, we'll break it down with Kirk coming up in a bit. We got a lot of ground to cover. Let's go.
We do. Well, short covering helped to lift wheat futures today. A sharp rally in the energy futures triggered by the Israeli strike on Iran spilled over into the grain and oilseed markets. Adding support to the price recovery in wheat was this week's progress in trade talks with China and the effort to reach a comprehensive trade deal with Japan. Rains delayed the hard red winter wheat harvest in the southern plains, but conditions are expected to be better next week, and harvest will progress into Kansas. That will likely increase hedge selling in hard and soft red winter wheat futures. Spring wheat futures will continue to follow improvement in condition of the North Dakota crop. July SRW wheat opened steady, spiked to a new low for the week before, recovering to close above resistance at yesterday's high and to complete an upside reversal chip. July hard red winter wheat futures today 18 cents higher, 5.40¾. July soft red wheat up 17 and one quarter to 5.43¾. September spring wheat futures closed at 6.45¼. That's up 13 and one half cents.
Yeah, the price action in that July SRW was a very positive end to a pretty difficult week in that market. July SRW wheat on the week down 11 cents. July HRW down 8.5. And September spring wheat up a penny and a quarter.
Well, gains in crude oil and wheat futures triggered short covering in corn. The corn market also got positive news on the biofuel front. There are reports that if pending small refinery exemptions are granted, those blending requirements will be reallocated to other obligated refineries. That will maintain blending requirements for corn-based ethanol at current levels. Traders see little yield risk in the weather forecast for the week ahead, but today's short covering helped July futures post a new high close for June. July corn opened fractionally lower and spiked support at yesterday's low before closing above yesterday's high. Again, an upside reversal. July corn futures 6 cents higher, 4.44½. September corn up 2¼, 4.28½. December corn futures closed at 4.43, up 2½ cents, Chip.
Yeah, we still do not have July corn at a premium to December corn. It's still at about a seven. No, I don't have that right. Yeah, it's still at about a 7 cent discount July to Dec. But on the week, July corn was up 2 cents. December corn was down 6¼.
Well, bean oil futures rallied sharply and pulled bean prices sharply higher. The complex was anchored by lower trade in soybean meal. EPA announced a robust blending requirement for biomass-based diesel. Blending could top trade expectations with the provisions announced this morning. Several bean oil contracts closed up the 3 cent limit with July at the highest close since May 14. July soybean futures opened steady and near session lows to close near session highs at the highest level since May 14. Soybean meal futures were on the short side of spreading in the complex, pressured by ideas increased bean oil production could lead to excess supplies of bean meal. July meal posted a high range open and closed near session lows and at the lowest since May 19. July soybeans, 27½ cents higher, 10.69¾. August beans up 28, 10.69. Novi beans closed at 10.54¾, up 27½ cents, Chip.
Yeah, we'll go over some more of those details with Kirk Kimmel, but the expectations or the hope was that the 26 blending requirement on that biomass-based diesel would be 5.35 billion gallons. And if the industry has got the conversion right on this, it looks like it's going to be closer to 5.6 billion gallons. So that was a nice surprise for the market. July bean oil on the week up 12½, excuse me, July soybeans on the week up 12½ cents. November soybeans up 17¾. July bean oil up 311 points. And July soybean meal down $3.80.
Wow. Well, cotton got positive news in this week's supply and demand report, but it's been slow to respond, Chip. December cotton today was 37 points higher, 67.84, Chip.
on the week, 37 points lower of the week.
Well, after posting seven consecutive new all-time highs in front-month live cattle futures, aggressive long liquidation weighed heavily on the cattle complex today. Labor uncertainty at cattle processing plants has also generated high anxiety in the cash market. Choice graded boxed beef, 35 cents higher this morning. Select beef up 78 cents. All told, August fat cattle were $4.50 lower, 212.45. October off 442 and a half to 209.92 and a half. And August feeders off $4.82 and a half to 306.42 and a half. And over to the snouts, solid pork product demand lifted cash lean hog bids this week. That's helped July lean hog futures post a sixth consecutive higher close today. July hogs posted new contracts high this week, established resistance at 109.62 and a half. Today, July hogs 57 and a half higher, 109.47 and a half. October up 27 and a half, 94.20. Chip.
All right, very good. And on the week, July lean hogs up $2.37.5. Do we have to do cattle?
I'm afraid we do. We should say it.
Okay.
We should say
August
it.
Live cattle down $6.42.5. August feeder cattle down $3.72.5. Listen up. Bad. August 21st in Rochester, Minnesota, Yield Academy 2025. Ken Ferry, David Hula, Randy Dowdy, Machinery Pete, Casey Seymour, Dan Bossy, Farm Journal, YieldAcademy.com. August 21st. Oh, that's the last day of the crop tour right there in Rochester as well. Kirk Kimmel next.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com. Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Agday's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that dairy farmers milk cows every day, usually two or three times per day? Before and after milking, the cow's udder is washed with a disinfectant solution, and the milking equipment is washed, rinsed, and sanitized between milkings to ensure quality milk. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by the Pierce Pepin Co-op. Discover the power of your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Pierce Pepin Co-op, your source of power and information.
Our community, it's where we live, it's where we work. And as your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, we know our community isn't just important, it's everything. Which is why we're grateful for your trust to provide the energy you need every day. Because for us, there's nothing more important than giving you the power to power on.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
In the morning, you're coffeeed up and you're thinking. In the afternoon, you've calmed down, but you're still thinking. We're here all day.
AgriTalk.
Hey, Davis.
Yeah, Chip.
Yeah, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but the second segment of AgriTalk, whether it's in the morning or the afternoon, starts right at 18 after.
You're saying 18 minutes after the top of the
18
hour.
18 minutes after the top of the hour.
Now, is that Central
Time? And yet it still surprises some of us.
It's Friday. This whole day has been surprising.
I kind of forgot. That guy has the controls over everything.
Did we already do that part?
Welcome back.
I'm show a little early today, folks.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That's Davis. And Big Apple Joe is at the controls.
Somewhere.
I'm not exactly sure where. Kurt Kimmel, agmarket.net. Kurt, it's good to talk with you again. How are you?
Great. Great to be back again, Chip. Flies by.
Doing
well.
It's been a while. I mean, they've pretty much gotten a crop planted over there in Illinois since last time we talked.
Yeah, we're real fortunate. I'm in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois, Central Illinois, halfway between Chicago, St. Louis, and we were a little dry there for a while. We got the cropping great, had some rain on it, some more rain on the way. Nice and uniform. I think Randy Dowdy would be proud of the crop around here. It's all pretty well uniform, and that's what I've heard of a few of his speaking engagements. You need a nice uniform crop. So I imagine when you stop by on your crop tour in through here that you're going to have some pretty good ears and pods to count here if we go ahead and see the forecast unfold fairly well. But as y'all well know, you get on south of us down Matt Bennett territory there. He was in late, so he's really watching these or talking to these weather guys quite a bit what the forecast is later on the growing season, because he's going to need ideal conditions. But from here to northern Illinois, we've been fairly blessed enough. We just keep the wind off of it. I think we'll be pretty good shape from here.
Yeah, I was going to mention that, Kurt. You were kind of down there in the middle of that windstorm, weren't you?
I was supposed to fly out, and here comes this dust cloud from, I don't know, Texas or somewhere. And, we had dust, then we'd had smoke. I don't know if the haze is going to fool with yield production prospects here or not. I guess we're fixing to find out. But I've talked to several producers who had, they thought they kind of had some damage of some dirt dust hitting the crop that just came up, and back some of it got covered up in a few spots. So that's something we've not had to really account here over the last, until now, is this wind. And I guess that's why they've got windmills around us.
Yeah, I guess. It sounds like we're on the edge of making a transition in the weather pattern from what has been in a lot of places a really good start to the growing season. But boy, out west, when we get to that final week of June, it's looking more and more likely that temperatures are going to be above normal and precipitation is going to be below normal. So I think we've still got a little weather uncertainty that we need to build in, don't we?
Yeah, I agree. I think we've taken the weather premium out for the most part. As you mentioned, if you look at the Farmer's Almanac or some of these other guys, they've got heat where the dome or the Omega high pressure it sets. We'll see. It looks like the East could get some ridge riders and have some timely rains. But even the drought monitor continues to show that west of the Mississippi is still working with some soil deficits. You get, Iowa, Minnesota, they've gotten some decent range here lately, but when you go into the growing season for that subsoil moisture to work with, and you turn that thermostat up to triple digits, it'll change in a hurry. It's in the hands of the weatherman right now. So far, the early drought or the early weather rally's been pushed back to the second half of the growing season. So we'll see how the forecast unfolds.
Exactly, exactly. Let's do a couple of headline stories and get your take on them. The RVOs announced this morning, Kurt, bean oil limit up. It felt like Davis and I were talking about at the start. It feels like the biofuel guys got a win from EPA today.
Yeah, and if you listen to all the comments in the segment here, we're going to be subject to headline risk. And so I have a lot of this news, and yes, a big victory today. Bean oil, of course, just like a bottle rocket, off we go here and spilled over into the beans. But exactly, the extra billion gallons, million gallons that they put into this is a big plus. We've got a lot of plants will be coming online and through here. So as long as this administration can get it done and keep it intact, but it's going to start into 26. So we've got some time here before it really starts to kick in. But our crush rate's been strong all along. Crush has been much better than expected. That's put more meal on the market here. So meal's not been able to go. But one thing, when you look long term, if the current administration comes in and do all this mandate stuff, if we have a change of power here down the road, we don't want to see a different administration come in and get revenge or whatever, and just start hacking away. Well, I got a yellow pen here. I don't know what pen Trump had, but you know, that's the fear long term. So, short term, I think it's a big benefit here. This is the shot in the arm. We were looking for a weather rally, but it looks like we're seeing the bio rally take place here to help here over the near term.
Yeah, yeah. Talking about Trump's pen, he just basically erased California's EV, electric vehicle mandate. And you know, for consumers, just personal transportation, fine. You know, that really doesn't matter to me. They can make whatever decision they want to there. But for that trucking industry over there, Kurt, up and down the West Coast, if they would have gone the EV way, I don't know how they would have gotten product moved around that part of the world. But they're going to continue to push on environmental issues. And to me, that means renewable diesel is going to get the attention on the West Coast that a lot of us have been expecting. What's your thought there?
Yeah, you know, that makes sense because the previous administration was energy and green movement, and this bio is green as you can get, why there was some resistance there. But until technology's developed a little bit more, I think we got to go the path we're going until we get stronger, bigger batteries and get the grid system down to handle it. I think the EV's still in the future here. It might get a little too aggressive, scratching a lot of stuff out, but in the meantime here, that's a huge consumer there. But the other part is they haven't developed putting batteries into airplanes yet. So the airline industry is still a huge market there for being green.
Yep. All right. Hey, what happened to Bean Basis over in your part of the world this week?
Commercial being a commercial. I never
just
did
got
hear
smoked.
Oh, terrible. Yeah. Going over in the July and been under the November. Yeah. A lot of frustration there. 50, 60 cents gone. Then you have this announcement here today. You ask what's going on here. All right. JSA, our commercial side of the equation, really didn't have a whole lot to say or know a whole lot what took place there. But for that to happen in June is unheard of. You usually get downtime later on in August and September or whatever. But, that they did what they did. I think it's going to come back because they're not going to buy a whole lot of beans with that wide of a basis. And plus, two guys have been pretty well sold up on beans. So what beans are left, I know in central Illinois, they're going to hang on here for a while. So I would think that that basis will come back. It's just a sour taste in the mouth. But, you know, whenever you got a commercial like that, that's about our only source. So hopefully they'll reevaluate that.
Well, yeah, and when that commercial over there, when it makes a move, usually there's some ripples to the outer markets. This was a wave to the outer markets because it yanked basis down all across the Midwest.
Yeah, everybody follows suit on that.
Jeez. Yep, all right. Hey, we are in the middle of a conversation with Kurt Kimmel, agmarket.net. Now, when we come back, I want to see if Kurt saw anything in the supply and demand report that caught his attention. We need to talk more about what is going on with money flow in these markets. We'll probably even get to the cattle trade, Kurt. Kurt Kimmel, agmarket.net, here on AgriTalk.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
As we step into the heart of the U.S. growing season, brace yourself. This is traditionally the grain market's most volatile stretch. Recent months have already brought dramatic price swings, and more turbulence could be likely. Having a trusted advisor by your side can make all the difference when navigating this volatile landscape and spotting profitable opportunities in the chaos. Markets move fast. Preparation is key. Opportunity favors the informed. Let's make the most of this season together. Head to agmarket.net or call 844-4-AG-MRKT. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where July HRW wheat futures were 18 cents higher at 540 and three quarters. July soft red wheat up 17 and one quarter to 543 and three quarters. July corn futures 6 cents higher, 444 and a half. December corn futures closed at 443. That's up 2.5 cents on the day. July soybeans 27 and a half cents higher, 1069 and three quarter. Novi beans closed at 10.54 and three quarters. That's up 27 and one half cents today. December cotton 37 points higher to 67.84. To the livestocks, August fat cattle $4.5 lower to 12.45. August feeders down 4.82 and a half to 306.42 and a half. June lean hogs 57 and one half cents higher, 109.47 and a half. Get more. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Damp and dreary today, with overcast skies, cooler highs only reaching the mid-60s, showers and thunderstorms continuing through tonight and even into tomorrow, too. With a few more breaks in the rain tomorrow, highs will get warmer to the mid-70s, and on Sunday, tap 80. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 54.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. You're listening to AgriTalk, where the conversation begins. Join us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Good buddy, we're starting the show back up again. Time to pay attention.
Right.
Over.
Get your ears on. Let's go. Oh, man. All right. Welcome back to AgriTalk. We were just observing over that break there, Davis, that at the only spot that I looked at was Fox News. But on the banner across the bottom of the page, it says that the U.S. is now helping Israel in knocking down some of the Iranian missiles that have been fired at Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. So
yikers. Okay.
And the comment that you made is exactly 100% right. Secretary Rubio up to this point has been saying, this is not our battle. We are not involved.
Yep.
It's just as important for him to know. If the banner on Fox News is correct, it is just important for Rubio to now come out and say, yep, we are in this with Israel and against Iran. So, wow.
I'll keep an eye on the news here as we're going along. Yep.
Please do. Please do. Kurt, this geopolitical uncertainty that's in this marketplace right now, it is, I don't know if it's off the charts, but for your lifetime and my lifetime, it's off the charts, isn't it?
It's amazing, yes. It can happen 2:30 in the morning, and American farmers walking through a landmine, political geo landmine. It's unbelievable what could happen or blow up anywhere at any time, and we'll see how it unfolds. But two, it's not between just two countries. It depends what countries back other countries. So it's ripple effect, if not tidal wave effect, of what could the fallout from this. And one minute the trade can think it's bullish, and the next minute they think it's bearish. It's volatility is going to pick up. Yes.
Okay. So what do you need to think about on your risk management strategies because of all this, Kurt?
Yeah, well, we've been going to the kind of hedge defend type of mode. We're pretty well sold up on old crop. We've come back in and replaced it ownership with some calls. New crop, we've lifted a few hedges and had some call options, some courage calls. Because at these price levels, we feel there's not a whole lot of opportunity to make a whole lot of money. So we feel we need to have prices higher, and we want to take advantage of some higher prices. So we're in a position here looking for some price strength here as we go through the growing season. We've got price targets on the upside to make sales, and we want to make sure those price targets stay in there, because as you know, if your yard turns brown, it's canceled if close, and I don't know. So we've got these calls in place to go ahead and to get some sales on. But it's kind of managing risk in a sense to kind of stay flexible in your plan. The most conservative way is just do a price floor, leave the upside open, because we don't know what the political atmosphere is. We don't know whether or not we're going to have a favorable forecast or not. We've got to stay flexible. But, man, it's unbelievable the price risk and how fast and how quick the market can move, Chip.
Yeah. Yeah, Kurt, it gets back to what you were saying in the last segment. We've got a crop out there that is really looking pretty good, and if conditions stay favorable to build yields, we might get a bounce in these markets. But I don't know if we're going to get something that I could call a rally. Now you bring in some crop stress, even just to the western third of the belt. And I think the market's got to respond, doesn't it?
Yeah, we don't have a lot of weather premium in there. Then two, it's subject to whether we obtain those yields or not. But if you look at the supply-demand balance sheet, old crop carryouts 1.3. Well, a year ago, we started at 2.2, and the price was much higher. Now we got less carryout, and we're lower. But the bottom line is on the corn, you've got this new crop corn carryout, 1.75. And it's got 181 yield on it, so we still got to decide acres here at the end of the month. But you take five bushels off or keep where it's at. We've got a pretty good market in front of us. We don't have a whole lot of weather premium in there or price in there compared to past history. Bean-wise, this new crop bean carried out at 295. Once again, you add or minus a bushel or two in there, it can tighten that supply-demand balance sheet. Not only here in the U.S., but you look at the global corn stocks, what, 12-year lows, multi-year lows. So things are kind of tight, but the way the commodity funds trade, if there's just one extra bushel, is enough. So it's in a situation that you got to stay alert and through here and take advantage of the ups, but stay flexible. That's about the only way I can handle it.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes good sense. Makes good sense. You got your downside covered, but if something does spark a rally, spark some short covering in here, you're going to be there to participate in that rally as well. Makes perfect sense to me, man. You mentioned the global stock situation on corn. We can't forget it's not the same way on beans, is it?
No, it's first started back in the 80s here, Chip. It was McLean County or Central Illinois, or Iowa, or whatever. Now it is a global situation.
Yeah.
And right now, depends how this situation escalates. But, you know, Brazil's idea is it's higher than 130 million metric tons. So a lot of the competitors are going to buy corn from there. And then, of course, China, you know, how that's going to unfold. And how much are they going to be in our bean market? But they need to hopefully come to an agreement here by the end of summer and get in line so we have some export business going into this winter.
Okay. All right. And I think I know the answer to this because of the way that you're talking about we would expect some higher prices or a better selling opportunity later this summer. But I've been asking everybody this week the same question, Kurt, and I'm going to ask you. Let's put the over-under on the odds of a summer rally in corn and soybeans right at 50%. Over-under, right at 50%. You taking the over or the under?
Well, it depends on your time frame because Brian split. You've talked to Brian before. He's got, if we're following 2015, we're looking for a June low, and it's going to be a quick, vicious two-week rally of 40 cents in corn. So therefore, I don't know what your definition of summer is, but it's going to happen. It should happen before the 1st of July, but it's not going to be huge, huge.
Right. Okay. Yeah, and that's exactly right. I went back and I looked at that 2015 chart again today, Kurt, and we're right there. This is the time to turn. If we're gonna stay with that 2015 pattern, next week should be the turn.
We'll know next week, and one observation is there's a ton of July options on. July option expiration is a week from today on Friday. So if it's not first part of the week, it might be the week after once all those calls expire worthless on Friday too.
That is good perspective right there, Kurt. Yeah, I hear you. Okay, talk to me about what you think's going on in this cattle. The cattle market has done this before, and it's turned into head fakes. But at some point, the market's going to have to put in a high, and we don't know if this is it or not.
I don't know. $3-4. Today, I think we saw a pullback. Just the fact we didn't see higher trade. We saw steady trade, and so that kind of spooked them a little bit. A little bit of oversold, back and fill, how much. But I think this ice raids, the packer plants, I think that was part of it. The kill's probably going to come back a little bit. Some of these workers that I wouldn't do aren't going to show up, fearful they might get hauled off. So I think that's part of it through here. So we're going to have to give it a couple of days, but we're due for a correction. But I don't know how back far we can pull. This beef market's strong, and it's I know it's up here. We could drop $30 and still be in an uptrend.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In the beef market, the choice up to 377 today. I mean, the only time that we've ever been higher than this is when in 2020, when we had a shortage of beef because the workers didn't show up to process. So the similarities are kind of weird, Kurt, and it makes me think that we need to be ready for this to be the high, at least for a period of time.
Yeah, simplest way is put some price floors on it and just kind of let it go. You know, we've been making margin calls left and right on the hedges, but guys have been reluctant to hedge a whole lot, and the cash is much stronger. So actually, it's worked out well in that you got a hedge to protect price. But the other thing, too, on this bio and things to look forward to here, if this crush picks up momentum, we're going to have some cheap meal. We're going to have a lot of meal to work with for these livestock guys to feed, too, Chip.
Yeah. Yep, no doubt about it. Tell me a quick story on hogs. Impressive move in that July contract this week.
Yeah, I think a little bit of spread activity more than anything, and the cattle's cooling down, so I think they're unwinding that spread somewhat. I think that's part of it. You know, pork's a lot cheaper than beef. I know the grocery stores are trying to maintain these prices, but, man, down the road here, we just don't want to lose the consumer demand. Then plus, too, part of the sell-off in the beef sector, I believe, was, you know, this Israel-Iranian stock market being down. So we got to watch consumer confidence for the whole meat sector.
No doubt about it. Kurt, it's always fun to talk with you, man. Thank you so much for making time for us.
You're welcome. Enjoyed it. Guys, stay safe.
Excellent. You be safe as well. Kurt Kimmel, agmarket.net. All right. When we come back, Davis has probably got some observations. We're going to finish up this week's AgriTalk next.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Discover all the ways to enjoy the wholesome products that start with the goodness of milk. For breakfast, try some cottage cheese topped with fruit. Or a big helping of yogurt in your favorite flavor. Dairy products not only taste good, but they're good for you. They supply protein to help get your day off to a great start.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work throughout the year. This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Conroe Sales and Service, your Bobcat and Gravely dealer, Durand and Whitehall.
Looking for a new skid steer loader, compact track loader, or UTV? Take the challenge. Go head-to-head against other brands, comparing quality, comfort, or performance. Bobcat machines are the best in the industry. But don't take our word for it. Visit BobcatAdvantage.com or visit us in person at Comroe Sales and Service, your authorized Bobcat dealer in Durand. Call us today, 715-672-4263, to learn more.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-515-1548.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-515-1548. That's 800-515-1548.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. And more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936, 800-409-1936, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday.
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Davis Michelson here on your Friday afternoon. Chip Flory as well. At least for the moment. For now.
Yes.
Chip?
For now.
Chip is going to fly the coop here at some point over the weekend.
Yep.
And he'll be gone all of next week. But never fear, beloved listener. We will continue to produce solid gold broadcasting for you the entire time. I've got some terrific stuff already lined up for Monday. Tuesday's in the can. That's all set up. That's exciting. We'll have some guest hosts throughout the week. It's going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to it. And, Chip, I hope you get a chance to just sort of leave it all behind and relax. You know, maybe don't forget the calamine, but maybe you get a little sunburn, maybe some bug bites, maybe even, you know, a rash of some kind. Sure, why not? Enjoy yourself.
All is likely. Yes.
Well, good.
Yep. We will be out of range for just about everything.
So, and I don't know. If it was me, I would have a little bit mixed emotions. I wish that I could crawl into your suitcase or your footlocker there, your steam chest, if you like, for travel. Because
That's all packed. This
weekend, it sounds like it could get weird across the nation. We've got all of these protests, and now I haven't been able to dig anything up, but I've been looking at news sources. They may be writing it up for media right now, the idea that perhaps the U.S. has become involved in some real way in this conflict between Israel and Iran. Chip?
Yeah, yeah, and the banner is still on the bottom of Fox News, and they are definitely indicating that that is happening. Davis, I've had this thought for a couple of times this week. You know, the world has changed overnight, at least twice this week. This week, I am going to be out of touch for a week. I have no idea what this is going to look like when I get back in range and start looking at news again. Honestly, I'm a little worried about the whole being completely out of touch for a period of time.
Well, and listeners understand, I know where he's going. I'm not going to say, but I know where he's going. And you leave cell phone service behind, what, 2-3 hours out from where your final destination is, something like that?
Yeah,
so you're not even going to be able to cheat. Like, oh, let me just check. Let me. Oh, I just no. one, just one peek. He's got to know.
No.
You're off grid, baby.
Cheating would require about 8 hours on the road in one day. Drive back to the signal and turn around and drive back. So
Okay. All right. Well, we'll stay on top of it as much as we're able. Big Apple Joe and myself. Joe's already, he's firing on all cylinders, getting ready for next week.
Making
sure everything is all set.
Listen, I know exactly what I'm going to do. From the time that I get back in range for my AgriTalk app to work, I'm going to be listening to all of next week's shows to get caught up.
Don't tell me that. Now I know you're going to hear them. I can't work like this. I don't do well under supervision, Chip. I think you know that about me.
Now I've got listeners already sending me messages. Oh. Please take me with you. I want to be off the grid.
Well, for those of us who remain, I don't know what's going to happen this weekend. Things have been weird, and my thoughts kind of go out to some of the protests and things. I'm not going to get political about this, but except to say I'm pretty much going to close my door, lock the doors, stay inside, and not get too emotionally involved in whatever may be going on in the streets. Maybe that's the wrong way to go, but it's,
well,
Chip,
there's going to be a perfect opportunity for conflict or a perfect opportunity to narrow the division that exists in this country. It could go either way. When we have the military parade on Flag Day, on Trump's birthday, it could go either way. It could get nasty with protests, or it could be a real celebration. One of the two. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot in between, but that's going to tell us a lot about what the summer is going to hold for us politically and socially in this country through the summer.
In the meantime, let's keep our wits about us, and don't forget to love your neighbor, and we'll move on from there.
Awesome.
Hey, I'll be here on Monday. We'll see. You know, we'll see what comes out at the other end of this weekend. Joe and I both will be here, happy to bring you what we can. Kind of felt like Kurt Kimmel from AgMarket.net wanted to leave himself a little bit of the out, but when he took that over, he hit the magic number, brother. He took the over on the summer rally, mostly, I would say.
Yeah, mostly. And basically what he said was, let's go back and take a look at that 2015 chart that we have been. It hasn't been an exact roadmap, but it's kind of shown us the path. And next week is it, guys. I mean, if it's going to turn and continue to follow the 15, it's got to turn next week. So
the markets love Kurt it when made, you travel.
Kurt, yes, they do. And Kurt made another really, really important observation about the July options expiring next Friday. We might have to get past that before we see the market track closer to that 2015 path.
Yep.
All right, let's do this. National Weather Service 6-10 day outlook. This is for June 19th through the 23rd. Above normal temperatures expected over the entire Corn Belt. We've got above normal precipitation expected in North Dakota, Northeast South Dakota, Northeast Iowa, and points to the north of that, near normal in the Eastern Belt, below normal in Nebraska and Kansas. So the 6-10 day is that mixed pattern where, you know, everything is everywhere it's going to be above normal, but still a mixed precip pattern. Davis, have fun next week. Thank you, brother, for giving me some cover.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. We'll miss you, Chip.
AgriTalk.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Music producer David Foster is considered one of the best in the business. So how does he keep creating those hits?
I'm going to get a better vocal out of this person than anybody's ever gotten before or anybody ever will get. And of course, it's not true, but that's my mantra going in.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
You're listening to WRGN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen.